T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
So in the manifesto, there's several different writings about other locations. There was talks about the school. There was a map of the school, a drawing of how potentially she would enter and the assaults that would take place. It's quite a bit of writing to it. I have not read the entire manifesto. Our team and the FBI have been working on this.
Yeah, so question now is, will we get to see what's in that manifesto? Eben Brown with Fox News Radio has been covering that story. That was Chief John Drake yesterday, Eben. Did he give any indication of when this might be released to the public, if ever?
No, not really. And there's going to obviously be a big debate over that, whether or not it's really necessary to make it public. I think a lot of people are certainly interested to know what's in it. And as a way to understand who this shooter was and why they ultimately made these decisions to kill children, based on whatever they were going through or feeling or angry about or whatever slights they perceived to have endured. But there may not be a good reason to actually release it other than and there may be good reason to hold it back. One of the things we try to do when these things happen is not glorify or lionize the gunman or gunwoman in this case. Perhaps by not allowing people to read this thing may be a way to make sure that she doesn't get some kind of undue fame here. But maybe there's a way to at least release a good summary or something that provides some of the information in it without being able to, give people something to worship, if you will.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of it's such a balance. One thing I will say is the police have been extremely forthcoming here. This is almost kind of refreshing. We normally don't get photographs of the weapons and body cam video this quickly. It normally takes weeks to months. Think about Uvalde and everything. Think about Parkland. We're seeing the full or most of the full body cam footage, and it's rather graphic.
Yeah.
But it's very, it gives you a perfect understanding of how these things go down. But it was released yesterday. 24 or, day and a half after it happened or something like that.
I don't know why they other departments wouldn't release it. We're having a debate here in St. Louis. The local media is covering it this morning. There was a shooting at the Gateway Performing Arts School here last fall. We still haven't seen that video. The St. Louis Police Department refuses to release it, claiming they still have an ongoing investigation. Well, the shooter's dead. We know how he got the weapons. I don't know what else they're investigating, but they refuse to release it. And Nashville's done it very quickly.
Yeah, and I kind of applaud them for that. There's obviously in this scenario here, there's no question that the police did the right thing. There's no question that police ever acted inappropriately, didn't follow protocol, or didn't do the best thing that they could. I think there's a lot of, people are sad or frustrated that it took 15 minutes for a police response, but that's not necessarily their fault. There was no one on campus who was able to respond first. This is a private school that had no security. It would not have had a SRO, placed there unless they had paid for it. While certainly the call for help went out, it was a 15-minute gap between the beginning of the shooting to when police showed up. And that's not necessarily a fault or that may just be physics and time, something that's unfixable
or.
You can see from the body cam when they get there, there's no hesitation. No one's hiding or from the sound of gunfire. as we saw with a deputy in Parkland, Florida.
Yeah, they ran.
No one's forming a perimeter and waiting like they did in Uvalde. They go in, they start clearing rooms, they go to, you know, quickly, they go to the sound of the gunfire, they walk past a victim on the floor because they don't stop to help because that stops them from confronting the gunman.
Evan, I'm out of time, my friend, but thank you for the report. I appreciate it.
You got it.
You bet. Evan Brown with the Fox News Radio.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.